Unfathomable love. Words from Jesus.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways! Romans 11:33. I know that you cannot fathom how great my love for you really is. I could say that my love for you is greater than the ocean, higher than the highest mountain, or deeper than the deepest sea, and these metaphors would give you a small inkling of what my love for you is like. But these words are also clichés that don't really impart the true magnitude of my love, for it is much more than any of these images can depict. You may not fully understand my love, you can't really comprehend it, but you can accept it by faith, and your faith is one of the many things that I love and cherish about you. I also greatly admire your giving heart. I'm grateful for your steadfastness in prayer. I joy at your love for the lost of this world. There are so many things about you that make my heart overflow with love. You are my creation of love, and I will cherish and love you and care for you forever. Forever. My love for you is like eternity. It goes on and on forever. The thought of that is hard to grasp, I know, because to the finite human mind, there must be a beginning and an end to everything. But just as eternity goes on forever, so does my love. You can't do anything that would make me stop loving you. You are mine. You are my bride, and I will love you forever. I look at you and I see beauty, love, and care. I know that when you look at yourself, you see confusion, disorganization, and a great big mess. But I don't look at those things at all. I see your heart. I know your motives and intentions. And even when you feel like a mess and your thoughts are confused, and even when you yield to the enemy in some way, I still love you. I know that above all, you want to please me, and you want to serve me. I also know that no matter what you get hit with, you fight, you bounce back, and you come to me in the end. Even when you're in a tough spot, I know that it won't be long before you cry out to me to save you and to help you to fight. Even if you feel as though you're a mess, that doesn't take away 1 ounce of my love for you. Everyone has shortcomings. They have areas in their hearts and lives that no one else knows about and that they feel bad about. But everything is known to me. I see it all, and I still love you. Turn your confusion and your heart toward me, and I will help you. I will comfort you, and I will guide you and send you encouragement. When you're feeling down, I can send my love through another person's smile or affection or cheery words to lift you up. When you're in need of some encouragement, I can encourage your heart through my written word. When the world around you looks gray and drab, I can color your world and fill it with laughter and love through the happy, smiling faces of children. I give you so many touches of my love. Look for them and treasure them as signs of my presence. I scatter manifestations of my love throughout your day among the experiences you go through to encourage your heart and give you hope. Be open to these touches of my love. Otherwise, you might miss them. Through the tears. The words you spoke to me today through your tears as you looked to me in prayer brought with them so much beauty. I look upon you and I see the struggles you face. I see the decisions you make out of trust in me and out of love for me. I see how difficult it is for you at times, yet you don't give up, because you know that I am guiding your life, and you know that no matter what you face, I will turn it for your good. You stand on this. I will never let you down. I will fulfill my promises. You are so dear to my heart. I have a special interest in you, and I am personally guiding your life. You can let go and give it all to me because of your knowledge and assurance that I will be here for you, and because I love you with more love than the earth can contain. I will always be tuned into and caring for every detail of your life, the big things and the small things. Your heart, my home. I am the creator of the universe, yet I choose to make my humble home in your heart. It is there that you know me most intimately. It is there I speak to you in holy whispers. I know that this is more than you can fathom, that someone so great and majestic would choose to live in someone so small and sinful. Your mind almost recoils at the thought of my perfect holiness living in you, though you are indeed an exceedingly humble dwelling for me, the one who also inhabits the highest heavens. I am living in your heart because I deeply desire intimacy with you. You are easily distracted by the noise of the world, but I want to help you hear the gentle whispers in your heart. You need stillness, outer and inner. Find a quiet place where the noise of the world is minimal. Then focus your mind on this loving command. Cease striving and know that I am God. Be still, let go, and relax in my presence while I commune with you in holy whispers. The little things. The great things of the universe are made up of lots of little things all put together. Great things come from little things, little endeavors, little choices, little deeds of kindness, and little decisions to do the right thing. One of the true measures of a person is what they do when no one is looking, and what sort of conviction they have to make the right choices and to do kind and loving things. There are so many ways that love can be manifested in little ways each day. You might not think you excel in this area, and of course I know that you make mistakes, but I don't focus on the mistakes. I just see the good and loving things that you do. Even when you don't feel like doing much for others and you're a little grumpy, you still try, and you know that you should do better. It doesn't matter whether you think or feel that you do so well, as I see your heart of love that does so much for others and for me. The power of love. Love is such a powerful force, for I am the giver of all true, lasting love. I want to pour more of my love out to others, yet I need you to manifest my love. I know sometimes you feel like such a small, insignificant person, and you wonder what you can possibly do to change things. Just as a little bit of water poured upon the dry ground can bring to life the dormant seeds hidden under the surface, so can your small amounts of love poured out upon others change them and bring them back to life. Joy fills my heart when I see a soul that was lost and dying come back to life, or when I see someone who is waiting for love receive that love and then bloom and spring forth with joy and laughter because they felt someone cared. I pour out my love in great measure to those who give to those in need. So make room for more of my love to be poured into your life today by pouring out what you have received to others.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.